Chapter 6, Continued, More Tips. Take care of yourself. Nothing sends a stronger message to yourself of your value than the way you treat yourself. If you're doing harmful things that damage your body, you're treating yourself as though you have no worth at all. When you do take time to exercise, eat right, and make sure you have enough sleep, you're saying you are worth taking care of. Start small. Self-care is not selfish. Engage in a couple of self-care activities every day. Want some examples? Make your bed. Get out of bed when the alarm rings. Get enough sleep. Do something you enjoy. And when you perform this small act of self-care, pay attention and remind yourself that you're doing this for you. When you keep promises to yourself and treat yourself with kindness, it's an indication that you have value, and that increases your self-worth. Learn to bounce back. What happens when things go wrong? If you find yourself wallowing in your failure, you're only going to be driving your self-worth down. Instead, allow yourself a set amount of time to feel rotten about things before you push yourself back into motion again. Sadness is a normal, healthy emotion, and allowing yourself to feel bad for a while can be a key to healing an emotional wound. Start small. If you let your sadness linger too long, it might turn into self-pity. Set a specific amount of time to let yourself wallow in your sadness, and set a timer if you can. Also, if you're able, try and keep your sad feelings in your heart area by bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Chances are that the feelings and your focus will wander to other areas of your body, but keep bringing it back to your heart area. You might be surprised to find that your sad feelings simply vanish after a few minutes. Take back control. When you're a victim, nothing is ever your fault. It's also easy to become trapped in past negative situations in your life. It's time to stand up and take responsibility for you. Yes, things might have happened, but you don't have to let those things define you. You can use any negative past experiences to help you set new goals and move forward in ways you might never have considered before. And as you make progress, remind yourself of how strong and capable you are. Embrace the feeling of pride, which comes from knowing you are the master of your destiny. Start small. Think of a story that you tell over and over that make you feel powerless, small, or ashamed. Get curious about your underlying feelings and why this story still carries a negative charge for you. Did you feel rejected or abandoned or unloved? Can you love yourself anyway? Can you find a hidden benefit from this situation? Like, are you more considerate, kind, compassionate, or courageous? Can you forgive yourself or the other person? Can you identify a need that wasn't being met? I have a fabulous 5-day mini course called 5 Days to Finding Fulfillment in Life that walks you through finding and fulfilling your needs. Therapy. If you're still having trouble feeling worthy, even after exploring this list, it might be time to consider getting some counseling. Remember, there is nothing wrong with seeking help to work through the more complicated issues. We all need help from time to time. Remember, this list should only be a beginning. Use these points to help you think about how you're treating yourself. By being conscious about doing things which only give you value, and removing or avoiding things which detract from this value, you remind yourself time and again of just how worthy you are. Honestly, this is all you need to build or rebuild your self-worth.